Hi, my name is Thomas Johnson, and I'm the founder and CEO of Get Up and Get Fit Wellness and Fitness Coaching Concierge. I'm also a C-suite advisor and investor, and you're listening to How May I Serve You, where I'm constantly on the quest to surround myself with the best coaches while learning how to better serve our executive clientele by asking them, how may I serve you? And today's show is sponsored by Get Up and Get Fit. Get Up and Get Fit will be providing students with textbooks and school supplies in Cambodia in honor of our guest today, as well as our philanthropic mission to impact at least 50,000 people per year. And today's guest is Angie Dobrunski. Angie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Thomas. How are you today?
I'm amazing.
Did I tell you my favorite uncle's name is Thomas Johnson? So I feel like we're already connected.
Oh, really?
That's true.
That's awesome. So Angie Dobrunski is an award-winning coach, trainer, author, and speaker who shows people how to reach radical success using the success system in their lives and businesses. She runs transformational retreats in Baja, Mexico, coaches people worldwide via Zoom magic, spends much time at the beach, and travels the world experiencing its wonders. Angie, wow, you sound like a wanderluster. Ooh, okay.
I've always had a spirit of adventure, and I've set up my adult life to fulfill it, so it's fantastic.
That's awesome right there. You know, the sky is the limit, right? It's always good to experience life. That's what I tell people. Experience life, all right? Don't set a boundary on yourself.
You know, some years back, I said to my husband, he was probably my partner at the time, I said, you know, I got enough stuff and I don't really think I need any more stuff. I want to start spending my money on experience. Nice. And it was really a big shift in my life. And honestly, not only did I stop spending money on stuff, but I started getting rid of stuff so I could experience more, right? Because your stuff holds you back sometimes.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Angie, the two-minute version.
The two-minute version, I grew up in a very, you know, normal, lower blue-class neighborhood. My mom was a housewife. My dad was a letter carrier. And okay. I was lucky enough to have my second grade teacher suggest to me that I was a smart girl. And if I went to college, I could have anything I wanted in life. And I believed her. Okay. So I made that happen. And I started college. I really wanted to be a lawyer. To this day, I would have been a great lawyer, but I'm so glad I'm not. But I was working myself through school, and law school just seemed really hard, you know, in that arena. And so I switched to business and set the world on fire in New York. I spent 20 years working in the fashion industry in Manhattan, traveling back and forth. And then I had my crisis moment, as many people do in the corporate world. And I said, I got to do something else. And I started as a real straightforward strategic business coach because I knew business, right? I teach other people how to build their business. But what I found was that teaching people what to do isn't always enough, because if they're not the person who can do those things, they can't get the result. And I found that I was doing a lot more work teaching people how to figure out who they were and what they wanted. And then once they knew what they wanted, they'd do everything they needed to do to get it, and you get great success. So,
yes, indeed.
So now I don't really call myself a business coach at all. I call myself a success coach, right? Like, because I'm going to work on you and your people and your business, right?
Wow. That sounds like the trifecta, right? The trifecta. So all three parts, you, the business, and the people that's within your business.
Yeah.
Amazing. So why did you get into coaching in the first place? Who do you coach?
So I coach individuals, almost all of them own businesses. Some of them are just starting. Most of them actually have been in business for a long time. And you know how your business kind of changes with you, right? So when I was first starting, all my clients were kind of just starting in business, right? And now that I've got like this business that really supports my lifestyle and my message and my impact, a lot of my clients are at a part in their business going, all right, where next? Right? Like, where do I go from here? What does my future look like? What do I want to do? Like, I mean, I have people that they think they want to sell their business, but they have no idea what they'd want to do with the rest of their life. You know? And so we're not really working on their business anymore as much as we're working on, well, who are you and what do you want? And, you know, do you sell the business? Do you keep it? Do you give, you know, what does it matter? It's kind of interesting. We weren't raised, I don't think, to realize we had a long future life, you know, after the age of 40 or 50, and that we were in control of it, right? And then all of a sudden, people now, you know, you think about our parents retired at whatever, 62 and died at 70. Like, that's what that model was built on. Mm-hmm. But we're going to live to be 80, 90, or 100. And what do we do with all that time? I help people figure out, what do you want your whole life to look like?
Today's episode is sponsored by Get Up and Get Fit. Being an executive can be very demanding. Your schedule is unpredictable. You have conflicting responsibilities that pull you in multiple directions at once. You travel too much, work late hours, and cross time zones. All things that wreak havoc on your body. This is why having a wellness support team is necessary. Get Up and Get Fit is the wellness concierge support that busy executives, entrepreneurs, and celebs rely on to keep them healthy and fit despite their hectic schedules. A body under prolonged stress is not a healthy body. Time to reduce your stress. Increase your energy, flexibility, strength, and endurance so you can enjoy life instead of just living it. Go to getupandgetfit.com. That's GETUPNGETFIT.com. And schedule your consultation right now. Get up and get fit. It's a lifestyle.
That's amazing right there. So how do you handle those folks that basically associate the business with their life? You know, the business is what defines them. I don't, most men, we have this thing where we connect ourselves to the business so much that it becomes part of us. Clients that come to you with that mindset, right? How do you separate them from the business after they have retired or sold the business?
It's a process, because, you know, it's interesting. I'm from Washington, D.C., you know, where the answer to the question, you know, who are you, is always what do you do? Right.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's not that way in the entire country, but I know it is where I'm from. And we're always very associated with what we do. And what I take them through a process to really get decide who you are, not just in business, but who do you want to be as a sister, as a mother, or as a father, right? As a man, as a neighbor. Like, I really try to get them to think, who do you want to be on all levels, right?
Okay.
And then decide how the business supports that or where the business goes. Because the pandemic has given us, I think, a big pause to do this work. Because
yes,
we all
indeed.
Get super caught up in the day-to-day, you know, hamster wheel, rat trap. And we're just doing the showing up where we're expected without really thinking about where do we want to be. And I think the pandemic gave a lot of us a moment to recalibrate.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. You know, even right now, as I'm speaking to you right now, having this interview, I'm in Mexico, right? So I wouldn't have done this last year.
Well, you know, we've been working on this future plan for my business to be virtual, where we would live between Mexico and the beach in Florida. You know, we've been working a couple of years to make that happen. But my husband, who's a salesman in the print business, he was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my business, right?
Yeah.
And here's what he learned this year. He'd just take it with him. He can work completely virtually, right?
Yes, indeed. Like, yes, indeed. That's absolutely, absolutely true.
Yeah. So a whole new world out there.
It is. So you have to adapt, right? And be able to operate and still be able to travel and still operate, that's one of the best feelings in the world. You know, it's such liberating and lively feeling, because you're not being held to just one construct, one place, you know?
It's so. Real freedom. I was on a webinar this morning where this woman was talking about the five types of freedom. So freedom of location, freedom of time, right? Freedom of choice, freedom of creativity to create what you want, and then financial freedom. And I was like, oh, she's right. That's real. And I'm like, I've got freedom of location. I have freedom of time. I have freedom of choice. I have freedom of creativity, and I've made financial freedom. I'm like,
you're doing it. You are doing it right now, Angie.
And that was a good explanation that she gave, because, you know, people forget, you know, freedom of travel, the ability to go anywhere you want, anytime you want, you know, that's pretty amazing. And you don't get that in a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus the continent is large, right? The world is large, and we're supposed to experience various cultures. That's what makes you, you know, by experiencing all these cultures, it makes you a better person.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. You know, I don't have a very strong culture myself. You know what I mean? I don't have a huge, you know, family, and we don't have deep cultural ties. We're very American mutts. We've been here for a million years, you know, but I love experiencing other people's culture, their food, their music, their customs. You know, everywhere I go, I, you know, eat street food, and it, my gosh, if I go somewhere and they're having a carnival or a church festival,
that's his name on it, right?
And then I feel connected, because what I learned is everybody has these customs that are a little bit different, but they're all the same.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's really kind of cool.
Yeah. And most of the custom, it actually surrounds family. You know, that's one thing I like. You know, it definitely surrounds family. And it really helps you to reassess where you're at, you know, and make you to understand, or make you realize if you're prioritizing the right things.
Right.
You know? So I know there are so many different types of coaches out there, right? What is your style of coaching? Right. I know there are different coaching styles. What's your style?
So I think of myself as someone who informs rather than influences, right? So I'm not telling people this is how you should do things, right? That's not my coaching style at all. I'm more like, if you want to do that, here's a bunch of information about different ways you could approach it. Which one sounds great to you? And then I'll support you in that choice. So that is very much my style. Now, not to be said, if I have a strong opinion, I will tell you, right? But it's your business, not mine. So, you know, I always support my client in every choice they make. So I'm very much I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm trying to help you find the best way for you. And I also will always push you to want more. See, what really happens is funny, is a lot of my clients are in their 50s and 60s now, and they'll say, you know, isn't it enough, right? You know, haven't I built my business big enough? And my thing is, you're either growing or dying. You're never standing still. So it's not that your business has to continue to grow bigger and bigger volume-wise. There's other ways to grow, but you have to be actively growing something or else it will start to die. And I really try to push that home to people. Like, work on the things you want to grow, because otherwise they are dying.
I like that. I like that a lot. Okay. So if someone was looking for a coach, what traits would you advise for them to look for?
First of all, you have to like the coach. Sort of. I've worked with a coach. I myself have had a coach that I did not particularly like, but he was exactly the style of coach I knew I needed at the time, right? But you do need to connect with them, right? It's not supposed to be adversarial, right? You're not supposed to be arguing with the coach, right? Right? So you should connect with them. You want someone who walks their walk, right? So, you know, you want to look at what they're doing, and if they, you know, make sure they're coaching you on things that they're actually doing themselves, right? And then, of course, you know, ask people they've worked with what they're like to work with, and look for someone whose style works right with yours.
Okay, so make sure they have a good track record. Make sure they actually practice what they're preaching, and be able to get somebody to kind of vouch for them in a sense.
Well, because you know you're a coach. It's not that hard to call yourself a coach, but it's hard to be a great coach, right? And so, you know, great coaches have a great track record that can back them up.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So now let's get nice and deep. All right, let's get personal. Okay. I want you to tell us a 2 to 3 minute success story.
Let me think if I want to tell you one in my, so you know what, I'll tell you a short version of the story that's in my book, because this is a pretty good story. So I, you know, I'm a self-made person. I worked my way through college. I went out, I worked in the fashion industry. And right in 2007, I decided to quit my job and start a business, right? And I had entertained zero thoughts of failure. I completely confident in my own ability. I bought a coaching franchise at the time. So they had a model that they gave me. I was like, no problem. I'll just go out, sell this, be great, right? And then you know what happened after late 2007 was the recession hit,
yes,
right?
Indeed.
And it was disastrous, absolutely disastrous. I mean, there were lots of people who wanted coaching, but nobody wanted to pay for it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I had a handful of clients, but it was like barely enough to pay my franchise fees, you know? And I was a single mother slowly going bankrupt, you know? And I reached a point where I did not have next month's mortgage payment in the bank. And I hadn't been that way since I was, you know, 22, right? And instead of panicking, you know, or maybe after I panicked, right? I just decided, I said, you know what, you can do this. You have to do whatever it's going to take to get it done. And you're not going to fail at this. I was like, I'm not going to tell my son that we have to move because I lost the house and that I lost his college fund. Like, I can't tell him that. And I just decided to fix it, you know? And I picked up the phone and I called 10 businesses basically out of a list every single day for a month. And the next month I made $16,000, you know, and that became the base, right? Right. And it was great from them. And for me, you know, particularly now in the pandemic, it's real easy to blame the recession for going bankrupt, right? Because it certainly was an excuse and it certainly did make many people go bankrupt. But the truth was I had control over that, right? Like I had control over how actively I worked and how hard I tried to find clients because there were people out there. There just were less of them, right? And it was important for me to really get that lesson firsthand as an entrepreneur, right? Is like, you're in full control of what happens to you, right? And you better take that control because you're also in full control of watching yourself go bankrupt, right?
So. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But you know what though? I like the fact that you made the decision to do the work. You did the work. You picked up that phone and you started to dial. And you were consistent, right? So we do the work, it pays off.
Always.
It's just that easy, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a great story right there. Are you currently working on any new projects that you would like to share with us? Because I know you mentioned a book.
Well, I did. My book just launched. So I do want to share that and recommend it on Amazon. It's called Life Lessons in Success. I wrote that with 36 people. We all went to a training together. We did a year-long training program together with Jack Canfield. And at the end of it, we'd had such an amazing experience sharing our stories with each other that we decided to write a book. And so I spearheaded the project. That was not fun, but it got done. It's hard to round up 35 people from all over the world. They're worldwide too. So, you know, even getting them on a call, like, I'm like, I don't know how I can get California and New York and India all in a time frame that works for them simultaneously. Right. So, anyway, I wrote it with, they're all true stories from our life where we overcame something and learned a lesson. And we try to share with you, not only the story, but the lesson that we learned so that maybe you can learn it from us instead of the hard way, like we did.
That's true. That's true. So, Angie, can you repeat the title of the book one more time?
It's Life Lessons in Success. And then there's a subtitle, Wisdom to Win the Game of Life. It's Angie Dobransky and 35 others is the author. And it is on Amazon, available ebook and paperback today.
Nice, nice. I'm going to be picking up a copy. And you guys, too, pick up a copy as well, because it sounds amazing.
I'll tell you,
36 people. Wow, that's a lot of authors.
There's one story in that book by Michael Maskey that every father should read. It's really a story about stepping up as a man as to how he chose to be a father. It'll break your heart and you'll fall in love with him and his daughter. And really, I tell you, I think all fathers should read that story because it's a great, he tells about really consciously choosing how he was going to be a father to his daughter. And it's amazing.
That sounds amazing. And I'm definitely picking up a copy. That's there's no reason and no way I'm not going to pick up this book. It sounds amazing.
Cool.
So last but not least, if someone were to inquire about your services or just want to connect with you, where can they find you, Angie?
So they can always find me on my website, which is Rad Strategic. So Rad, like radical, R-A-D, strategic.com. If you get to my website, you can book a call with me. Super easy. I'm always willing to talk to you to see if there's a way I can help you or not. And if you just Google my name, Angie Dobransky, you will find me. I'm out there. And last I checked, which was this morning, they're all me. So you'll land on the right person. I got a book launching, so it's not so odd that I would be Googling myself, but you know.
That's good though. You have to make sure that the brand is on par, right?
Stuff pops up that you don't know is happening. It is, you know, a little business tip, by the way. You should have a Google alert for your own name
in case
something. Wow. Yo, heck yeah.
I never thought of that. Interesting.
What if somebody's talking about you online? You don't know that. I mean, you see how people are, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good advice. Thank you.
Yeah, your name and your business name.
Plug in my notes.
Yeah.
Okay. Gems right there. So, all right. Thank you, Angie. Thanks for coming through once again. And everyone, tune into Angie's material. Go get her book ASAP. She's amazing. Her personality is contagious. Go check out her book, all right, and look her up. So once again, it's been a pleasure, Angie.